Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today we're talking about Metziah Daf Samch Gimel, the fifth parak, Ezuhu Neshech. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav says, Osin Amana Baperos. One may make a trust, meaning an advance payment for purchase for produce, although its value may increase. Vein Osin Amana Badami. But one may not make a trust for payment in the produce's later cash value. If he initially gave money and later receives money or any other substitution, it appears like ribbis if the later amount is higher due to the produce's increased value. Rabbi Yannai says, Mali hen, mali demand. What difference is it to me between receiving the goods themselves and receiving their value? Since the original advance purchase was permitted, he may also substitute the produce with something else at payment. Rav's challenge from the Brice of Rabbi Oshia cited earlier to explain our Mishnah, which taught that one can convert a debt into an advance purchase for produce, and later, after the produce increases in value, convert that into another purchase for other future goods, provided that the seller has the goods available. Rav answers as the Gemara explains that the cases kagon shiyichet lo keren zavis, where the debtor designated a corner of his property for the creditor to store the goods. They can be viewed as immediately belonging to the buyer, so Rav permits substituting them later. Point number two, Shmuel answers that the brisa which contradicts Rav is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds tzad echa beribis mutter. Ribis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted. Here the sale only appears like ribis if he substitutes the original produce for something else, so Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rav holds like the Rabban who argue and forbid contingent ribis. Their argument is in a brisa about someone who owed money, va'asilo sadehu mecher, and he made his field as a sale to the lender, stipulating that if the debt is not paid on time, the field is sold to pay the debt retroactively, including the produce grown in the interim, and if it's paid on time, the sale is canceled. If the seller, meaning the borrower, consumes the produce in the interim, it's permitted since it cannot result in ribis. If the buyer, meaning the lender, consumes the produce, the rabban forbid the transaction because if the borrower will pay the debt on time, the sale is canceled and the debt will have remained alone, causing the lender's consumption of produce in the interim to be ribis. Rayuda permits it, and Abai explains that since if the sale would take effect, there would be no ribis, he permits it as tzad echa beribis. Rava says they argue about ribis al manas lachzir, ribis given with the intention of returning it. And point number three, Rav Nachman says, call the ribis, the general rule of ribis is that ko agar natale aser, any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. This includes both biblical ribis, where the borrower pays the lender for waiting for his capital, as well as rabbinical ribis, for example, where a buyer gets a better price or advantage by paying before receiving the merchandise, or pays more for paying late. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav says, Osin amana baperos. One may make a trust, meaning an advance payment for purchase for produce, although its value may increase. Ve'ein osin amana badami, but one may not make a trust for payment in the produce's later cash value. If he initially gave money and later receives money or any other substitution, it appears like ribis if the later amount is higher due to the produce's increased value. Rabbi Yannai says, mali hen, mali demand. What difference is it to me between receiving the goods themselves and receiving their value? Since the original advance purchase was permitted, he may also substitute the produce with something else at payment. Rav's challenge from the Brice of Rabbi Oshia cited earlier to explain our Mishnah, which taught that one can convert a debt into an advance purchase for produce, and later, after the produce increases in value, convert that into another purchase for other future goods, provided that the seller has the goods available. Rav answers as the Gemara explains that the cases kagon shiyichet lo keren zavis, where the debtor designated a corner of his property for the creditor to store the goods. They can be viewed as immediately belonging to the buyer, so Rav permits substituting them later. Point number two, Shmuel answers that the brisa which contradicts Rav is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds tzad echa beribis mutter. Ribis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted. Here the sale only appears like ribis if he substitutes the original produce for something else, so Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rav holds like the Rabban who argue and forbid contingent ribis. Their argument is in a brisa about someone who owed money, va'asilo sadehu mecher, and he made his field as a sale to the lender, stipulating that if the debt is not paid on time, the field is sold to pay the debt retroactively, including the produce grown in the interim, and if it's paid on time, the sale is canceled. If the seller, meaning the borrower, consumes the produce in the interim, it's permitted since it cannot result in ribis. If the buyer, meaning the lender, consumes the produce, the rabban forbid the transaction because if the borrower will pay the debt on time, the sale is canceled and the debt will have remained alone, causing the lender's consumption of produce in the interim to be ribis. Rayuda permits it, and Abai explains that since if the sale would take effect, there would be no ribis, he permits it as tzad echa beribis. Rava says they argue about Rivas al Manasa Lachzir. Rivas given with the intention of returning it. And point number three, Rav Nachman says, Kol de Rabbis, the general rule of Rivas is that Kol Agar Natalei Aser, any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. This includes both biblical ribbis, where the borrower pays the lender for waiting for his capital, as well as rabbinical ribbis, for example, where a buyer gets a better price or advantage by paying before receiving the merchandise, or pays more for paying late. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Segway, which is the two-wheel device that boys ride around on in the neighborhood. So here goes. The boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted to ride up a ramp to the ribbis sign and learn the general rule of ribbis that any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. Once again, slow motion. The boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway. Segway? That must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, which reminds us, Rav says, Osin amana baperos. One may make a trust, meaning an advance payment for purchase for produce, although its value may increase, being osin amana badami, but one may not make a trust for payment in the produce's later cash value. If he initially gave money and later receives money or any other substitution, it appears like ribbis if the later amount is higher due to the produce's increased value. Rabbi Yannai says, Malihen malhin dmein. What difference is it to me between receiving the goods themselves and receiving their value? Since the original advance purchase was permitted, he may also substitute the produce with something else at payment. So the boy spinning around in confusion on a Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted, which reminds us, Shmuel answers the brisa which contradicts Rav is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds tzad echad beribbis mutter. Ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted. Here, the sale only appears like ribbis if he substitutes the original produce for something else, so Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rav holds like the Rabban, who argue and forbid contingent ribbis. So the boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted to ride up a ramp to the ribbis sign and learn the general rule of ribbis that any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden, which reminds us, Rav Nachman says, Klal de Ribisa, the general rule of ribbis is that kol agad natalei aser, any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. So once again, the boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted to ride up a ramp to the ribbis sign and learn the general rule of ribbis that any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazar. Daf Nun Tes. So the Siman Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street, which reminds me of Yochanan said, Nokul Admish Yabu al Safak Eshes Ish, is better for a person that he had relations with someone who is possibly married, while Yabim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than shame his fellow in public. A similar statement, Nokul Admish Yapu Atzmo Kivshin Eish, it's better for a person that he fling himself into a fiery furnace, while Yabim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who was willing to be executed by burning rather than shame Yehuda in public. So, the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry, which reminds us, Rav said, Lo'om Yeh Adam Zar Ba'onaz Ishto, a person must always be careful about offending his wife, Shematosha Dimasa Matsuya Onasa Krova, because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, Lo'om Yeh Adam Zar Ba'kvod Ishto, a person must always be careful about his wife's honor. She'ein Barach Matsuya Batok Beso Shal Adam El Bishvil Ishto, because Barach is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the Pasuk says, Avram Hitiv Ba'avura, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. And the Marsha explains, the Pasuk is darshan to refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry. When he asked her how a carob tree landed in their oven next to a caved-in wall, and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai, with Rabbi Yezer attempting to prove that the halacha goes according to him, using a carob tree, a stream flowing backwards, walls caving in, and a baskol. And Rabbi Yeshua's response of, Lo b'shamayimi. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Ein ma'arvin peros b'peros. Sellers may not mix produce from one field into produce from another field when selling in produce on the second field, even if both grains are equally new, and he certainly cannot mix new grain into old grain for a purchase of old grain, which produces more flour. One may mix strong wine into mild wine where mild wine has been purchased, because the strong wine improves it. So, the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, which reminds us in the next mission, Rabbi Yehuda says, a storekeeper may not distribute toasted grain or nuts to the children because he accustoms them to come to him. The coming permitted, which the Gemara explains, is because the other storekeepers can offer other treats such as figs. So the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, had two big red frowning Neshach and Tarbi stickers pasted to a shop where a man lent money with interest. Which reminds the Gemara concludes that the rice and Neshach and Tarbi is chadim milsihi, and Rava says that the Torah only divided them into two terms, lavor labishne lavin, so that one should be liable for violating two prohibitions for these two concepts. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use the magician doing a sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who saw the man in thirds, magician sawing a person in thirds, that must be on Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gazela, and onah, which reminds us, Rav explains why it was necessary for the Torah to write the prohibition of ribis, gazela, and onah, all which are illegally taking someone's property. So, the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gazela, and onah, who then had some ribis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim, float magically above a sheet depicting Yetzias Yisraim, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah mentioned Yetzias Yisraim in connection with ribis, tzitzis, and false weights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani hu shehivchanti b'Mitzrayim ben tipa shel bechor l'tipa she'eino shel bechor. I am he who discerned in Mitzrayim between a drop of semen, which bore a firstborn, and a drop which did not bear a firstborn, regarding Malchus Bechoros, meaning where one woman had relations with multiple men and bore firstborns for them. So too, I'm the one who will ultimately discern and punish those who lend money with interest, falsely claiming the money as a Gentile's, those who buried their weights in salt to cheat with them, and those who dyed tzitzis with indigo and claim it's techelas. So the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gazel, and onah, who then had some ribis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim float magically above the sheet depicting Yetzias Yisraim, concluded his show by having three dayanim appear to collect ribis katsutsa, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar says, ribis katsutsa yotza b'dayanim. Fixed ribis, meaning prearranged at the original loan, is collected by the judges, meaning based and forces the lender to refund biblically prohibited interest of the borrower. Avak ribis, enu yotza b'dayanim. Secondary ribis, literally the dust of ribis, meaning any ribis which is only rabbinically prohibited, is not collected by the judges. Rabbi Yochanan says that even regarding ribis katsutsa, basin does not force the lender to refund the interest. Three sources are provided for Rabbi Yochanan. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral, submarine, that must be one of Samach Beis. The submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island who didn't share his one flask of water, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa discussing two people who were traveling and only one had a flask of water. If both drink from it, they'll both die from thirst, but if one drinks it, he'll survive to reach a settlement. Ben Matura ruled, Mutav Shiyishu Shneem B'Yamusu. It's better that both should drink and die, while Yira Echomehem B'Misasu Shachavero, and neither of them should see his fellow's imminent death. Rabbi Akiva came and taught that Chai Achichi Mach teaches, Chayecha Kodmu Chaye Chavercha. Your own life takes precedence over your fellow's life, and the owner should drink all the water himself to survive. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island who didn't share his one flask of water was rushing to return the ribis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchus if the lender is exempt from malchus because of a kumase, because they are subject to a requirement to get up and do a positive mitzvah to rectify the violation. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island who didn't share his one flask of water was rushing to return the ribis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, as his rabbi who was on board told him he should not even do haramas ribis in the future. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa which states, Yesh dvarim shehen mutarim. There are things which are technically permitted, ba'asurim mifnei haramas ribbis, but are forbidden because they are an evasion of ribbis. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.